Hello and welcome to the All Things Travel Show. Today we are discussing a fantastic beach vacation location in Southwest Florida, Marco Island. Ryan will discuss his recent couples trip and the adults-only experience at the JW Marriott Marco Island. You're listening to the All Things Travel Show, episode 14, original air date, September 23rd, 2020.
So Shane, the day that we're recording this is actually National Beach Day. Isn't that appropriate?
I think every day should be National Beach Day.
Every day.
And that it is highly appropriate.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you think about a family beach vacation, what are the things that you're looking for? What does the Seymour family want to do?
We like to play in the water.
Okay.
In fact, several years ago, we had this awesome place in Los Cabos. We had it just ready to book, and I started reading the reviews and started reading more about the water and realized, you know what? That's not the place for us because we like to be able to play in the water.
Uh-huh.
You know, we want a few waves, but nothing wicked or gnarly. We're not going to go surfing or anything, but we do like to body surf. We do like to boogie board. And we want a little more sand, a little less rocks.
Uh-huh.
And the girls like to collect shells. We can find some sand dollars or interesting shells. We'd like that. We'd like to play in the water, some shells, to see a few sea creatures. And maybe, hopefully nearby, we can find a place that prepares those sea creatures
yes.
in an exquisite cuisine.
Nothing like eating seafood with the smell of salt water in the air, right?
Yes, and maybe even sitting right there above the water.
Yeah. Well, for us, when I think of a beach vacation, to me, it's just all about relaxation. It's marinating in the sun for a while, maybe with an adult beverage. It's walking on the beach. It's you know, like you said, kind of picking up interesting shells. Getting in the water, cooling down, going back and laying down for a while, getting in the water and cooling down. So it sounds like you're maybe a little more active than we are, but that's what we really like to do. And the beach, just at least for our family, when a vacation comes around, the beach is just a special place. And so so I want to talk about a trip that my wife and I took this past week to a place that sounds like it might be right up your family's alley, Shane. Now, as usual, the resort we're going to be discussing has a promotion right now that could help save you both money and provide an amazing experience. So make sure to hold on. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show.
Can't wait to hear it.
So my wife and I said this on a previous show, we had been planning to go to Jamaica, and because of the current guidelines, the current changes in regulations, we decided that Jamaica didn't make sense for us this year. So our plan B was Marco Island, Florida. I wanted a place for a couple's vacation. I wanted a place where her and I could relax. And so as I started to do some research about what would be in the United States, what would be in Florida, Marco Island kept rising to the top, and specifically the JW Marriott in Marco Island. And so that's what we booked as our plan B. And lo and behold, that's the trip that we went on. And boy, am I glad that we did it.
Sounds like it was not a bad plan B at all.
No. Marco Island is an island in Southwest Florida. It's about a half an hour from Naples, an hour south from Fort Myers. And if you're flying in, you would most likely fly into Fort Myers. We flew into Orlando for other reasons. But if you were going straight to Marco Island, you would probably fly into Fort Myers. And there's beach, there's outdoor activity. And to me, this is one of those places that just kind of has that a world away feeling to it. You're there and the rest of the world could just float away. You know, I think of some special vacations on places like Mackinac Island or you know, some place where you're just kind of in a completely different type of setting than what you're used to. And you just... The rest of the world melts away. And this is exactly how Marco Island felt.
Yeah, it's part of that group of islands called the 10,000 Islands. Mm-hmm, and so in addition to the great resorts, there's a lot of, I guess, some islands that are pretty secluded and a lot of sea life, a lot of animals and wildlife that you can see, a lot of nature if that's a good reason for you to go to the beach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And not only in the beach, you know, but you've got the Everglades there. You have several animal preserves. You have different educational things for kids around nature. So there's a lot to do there. Now, like when I talk about our vacation, again, we were going there specifically for an adults only couples week. And so maybe those things didn't happen on this vacation, but as we talked about bringing our family back, that's definitely appealing.
That's something that we've done a couple of times, has gone somewhere as a couple and then worked out things to do to bring the whole family and experience together. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so we stayed at the JW Marriott, Marco Island. And when most people think of Marriott, they may think of a hotel. But this was an absolute resort. No doubt about that. There were multiple restaurants. There were multiple hotel buildings. There were three pools. There were activities going on for guests all throughout the day. There was a fantastic spa. And then there's a full conference center there. So this is really a full resort. And is one of the key accommodations on Marco Island. You know, as I started to look into different restaurants and things, I'm like, oh, that's where we're staying. And so, you know, this is really a large resort on Marco Island. But it also has the advantage of being part of the Marriott. So if you're part of, you know, if you have Marriott rewards for work or for personal travel, you can use all those here as well.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about something that Marco Island has specifically at their JW Marriott. They have a section called the Serene Experience, the Sirene Experience. And this, Shane, is a couples own, or no, I shouldn't say couples, adults only, 21 and over section of their hotel. They actually have a separate tower called the Lanai Tower that's above their conference center that is, I believe they said 94 rooms. I should have looked that up, but 94 rooms that are part of the Sirene Experience, adults only. And this was something actually, as we looked into this hotel that my wife found, and she said, well, why don't we book here? And as I started to look at it, I'm like, oh, this is kind of neat to have an adults only section. And it was really cool. There were a lot of special treats associated with this. Have you ever been to a place that has an adults only section or an adults only vacation spot, Shane?
I saw a lot of kids in the French Quarter, but I kind of considered that maybe should be an adults only destination.
Why are you here? Where are your parents?
No doubt.
And I would say that this was not, I'm sure there are times when it might be a little adult crazy like that, but I looked at it more, you were kind of separated from the families and different things. Now we had the luxury of going when school had started. So there weren't a lot of school age kids, but there were certainly toddlers and families there. And to be honest, it was kind of nice to be away from the craziness of that group. So let me talk a little bit about what the Sirene section has to offer. First of all, it's recently renovated. So there's nicer room amenities. Everything felt new, fresh, kind of upgraded. Breakfast was included as part of this. And it actually worked to our advantage because of the current COVID guidelines, the adults only restaurant. So this tower has its own restaurant just for adults, was actually closed. And so we actually, the normal breakfast is an enhanced continental breakfast. But we actually, they sent us to the restaurant and we were able to have full buffet every day included with our, so that was a nice, carbolicious way to start our beach day.
But I think breakfast buffets are my favorite buffets because it's like cakes and bacon.
There you go. Oh, you know, you're at, so that would be my breakfast dessert plate every day was a couple strips of bacon and some sort of pastry.
Right. You know, pancakes or muffins
can't go wrong. And so anyway, but regardless, breakfast is included as part of this Sirene section. You have a private pool area. So one of the three pools is an adults only pool. And even if you are an adult staying in the other parts of the hotel, you cannot go to this pool unless you pay for it or you're staying in this section. So it's not wow. just for any adults, it's for the adults in this Cyrene section. The service was phenomenal. So you would walk up and they would say, you know, where do you want to sit today? And they'd be right behind you with towels, and they wouldn't just give you a towel. They had like a towel that would, that specifically fit over the lounge chair. And then they had a towel that was rolled up, and then they had another towel. And if the chair seemed a little damp, they would put an extra towel down there.
Nice.
And they would give you, they give you cold water. And they give you little extras too. So like, one of the things that I loved, it sounds silly, but it was so nice. You know, you're sitting in the hot pool, or in the pool, and the sun's beating down and hot, and the attendant comes around and says, "Well, now would anybody like you know, mango infused towel?" And yes, I would like that very much so. And it was a cooled towel with kind of like, you know, it had been like mango water and different things like that, so it smelled good, and it
nice,
it, you know, little extras like that. As part of that, there was a private bar and food area. Now you paid for that; it wasn't all inclusive, but it was there for you to use specifically. So there was a bar you could go to, or they'd also have waiters that would go around the pool area. As well as the pool area, there's a private beach area. So there's a part of the beach for the rest of the hotel, and there's a part of the beach for the Cyrene experience folks. And again, you go up and you kind of check in for the day, and they give you, you have your own chairs with an umbrella. They put towels down, they give you water. You know, my wife and I went and got our chairs, and then we went for an hour long walk on the beach. We come back and all of our stuff is still there. It's ours for the day. Nice. which is really cool. You know, you could just camp out on the beach all day, and your stuff is right there. And again, there was food and drink access there. You know, so if you wanted a drink or lunch brought down to the beach, you could take care of that with the wait staff. There was a private fitness center. I heard somebody showed me where the fitness center was,
show you that?
But anyway, it's there. It's there. And for folks that want to use it, again, you're dealing with a much lower group of people as far as capacity and things like that. And then there's a concierge. So if you wanted help with dinner reservations or, you know, planning, hey, I want to go to the Everglades on a powerboat tour, or I want to do the dolphin, you know, boat trip, you know, they would help you set up those kind of stuff. And that was just for that. So this sounds like it's going to add a lot to your trip. And it was interesting as I looked at this Cyrene section leading up to the trip, and even since, essentially it's about $100 more than if you were booking just a regular hotel room there at the resort. But right now, and this is one of the promotions we're going to talk about later, they offer $100 nightly resort credit. So it's essentially you're paying a little more up front, but you're getting that credit, you know, on the back end. So if this sounds right to you and your partner or your spouse, you know, it's a really good deal for adults. Absolutely. And we were talking to the attendant at the pool about bringing our kids maybe, you know, at a later time. And I said, but I'll really miss being here in this section. Well, that's what grandparents are for. She said, we have so many people that the grandparents and the grandkids get a room on the other side of the resort, and the parents get the room on the adults only side. But anyway, so you know, it was not that much more, especially if you factor in breakfast, for a lot better kind of an upgraded adults experience. Absolutely.
Wow. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah. It was a really good find. We would have enjoyed the resort had it been just the resort, but that Cyrene experience was a good upgrade.
So did you know ahead of time that you were staying in the Cyrene Tower, or was that an upgrade when you arrived?
No. So you actually book that separately. So if you go to the Marriott site and look at the rooms there at Marco Island, that's one of the options that you can choose from. So, and like I said, in fact, I had already booked a room just in the regular resort, and my wife found the Cyrene section. And so we went back and rebooked and canceled that first room there. So yeah, that's something that you know ahead of time. And my guess is, you know, with it being close to the conference area, maybe they do some upgrades with conferences, sure, or different things like that. I do know they talked about sometimes groups will come in and buy out that entire tower, which, oh, you, wow, know, so, I mean, companies, sure, you know, and things like that. But yeah, so it's something you would book ahead of time.
So what kind of fun things are there to do on or around Marco Island?
Sure. Well, you know, Marco Island, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I had done my research. I like to plan other people's trips, so I certainly plan mine as well.
Should plan yours too?
Yeah. So I certainly looked around, but I, to be honest, I tend to kind of let some space happen when I book my own vacation. So I find a couple things I probably want to do, and then I let the rest kind of flow. So, you know, there's absolutely typical beach vacation stuff. You know, so, you know, playing in the water, playing on the beach, there's all that kind of stuff, you know, and the beach at Marco Island was so wide. I mean, there was just tons of beach there. It was not a small strip at all. The resort had different activities that were built into, so you could do things like yoga. There were different beach activities.
The yoga on the beach?
Yoga on the beach.
Nice.
They actually had a boat service there where you could do things like dolphin sightseeing. You could do parasailing, jet ski rentals. Some of that was through the resort. Some of that was through private companies, but that was all there. Marco Island is known for good golf. There's certainly fishing options. You're on the Gulf of Mexico there. And like you brought up earlier, Shane, there's a lot of nature aspects too, not just the beach, but the Everglades are there. You can do some good hiking, some good sightseeing. And then Naples is a short drive. You know, if you're going to come to Marco Island, you're going to rent a car. There's really not a good way to get down there without renting a car. And so you're going to have access to that. And Naples is about a half hour away, I would say. So there's shopping and dining there, you know, as well.
Yeah. I found there were some options to book some fishing trips.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like paddling, not necessarily in the ocean, because that can be a challenge, but paddling. And there was some tours where you could paddle around the 10,000
sure,
islands,
yeah,
and you could just watch the wildlife or just enjoy the plant life. And
yeah
that looks, if you don't mind doing a little paddling on your
little
own
exertion,
it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I said, from the very beginning, this trip was intentionally just to unwind and unplug for a while. So, you know, there were times that, certainly if we brought our family or if there were times that my wife and I went back, we would look for different activities. But to be honest, I was just happy to hang out by the pool for some time and read. You know, I always bring a couple books with me, and I was fine to do that on this type of vacation.
I can probably guarantee you that if I go on a paddling trip, I'm probably going to go by myself while my wife is back reading and enjoying the beach. Yeah. And then I'll go back later in the evening and enjoy the beach with her.
There you go. There you go. So I do have some tips based on being there. First of all, you mentioned this with your family. Marco Island is known for shell collecting. You would walk along the beach here and there would just be, mounds of shells. I mean, it was the most shells I had ever seen. And
right,
and so
there,
if you like to,
right there by the hotel, lots
right
of shells
there by the water, all along the
very
way.
Good.
I mean, you, yes. So there were certainly people that were shell collecting, kind of sifting through, but if that's your thing, you could come home with a bag of shells. There's actually on Marco Island, there's a shell museum. Even if you want to
cool,
take it to the next level.
Well, and it sounded like there was shelling tours where they would take you to, mm-hmm, the islands to look,
yep,
for shells, but it doesn't,
yep,
sound like you need to if you have them.
It depends what
your hotel.
Well, I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not as much of a shell aficionado that I'd be able to tell you if you need to
not
go
either.
To.
I just got to go along and,
yeah,
ooh, this is a good one.
Yeah. And so you could certainly do that. And I'm sure, you know, you could take it to the next level if you wanted to. I would say, you know, we thoroughly embrace the Florida retiree lifestyle, because happy hour was our friend for dinner. There were a couple places that we enjoyed. the Oyster Society on Marco Island. That was a walk away from the JW Marriott, and Virginia's in Naples. We went actually on my birthday. And the reason we liked those places was everything was half off. So, nice. So cocktails were half off. The Oyster Society had a full appetizer menu that was half off. Virginia's, everything on the menu was half off. And I think it was like 4 to 6. And again, I joke about my Midwestern lifestyle. That fits my Midwestern lifestyle, just especially after being a day at the pool and the beach. You're kind of hungry early anyway.
Now, is one of those from where you sent me the picture of that fish dish?
Yes. One of the things that we had at the Oyster Society was grouper cheeks. Is that what you're talking about?
The picture that there? Was the one, because yeah. I had to look and see what grouper cheek was. And that's what it is. It's grouper cheek.
It's a really sweet, kind of delicate meat, and they breaded it up. So it's kind of like fish nuggets, but it had a much meatier kind of sweet taste to it. Very, very, very good. But again, what we liked about that is you could kind of take that happy hour two different ways. You could go and have a much cheaper meal, or you could go and spend what you normally spend on a meal and, you know, have two cocktails instead of one, or, you know, multiple appetizers instead of one. So it depended on our plan there. But those types of things are all over the island, all over the area. You know, happy hour is part of their culture down there. And we like that. You know, it was a chance for us to try different drinks, different appetizers. And like I said, we would get that breakfast buffet. So our lunch, you know, was pretty snacky. So we were ready for an early dinner anyway.
Sounds good. So what was the weather like? Was it, because while you were there, it was so hot here.
And there were two hurricanes.
And two hurricanes. See, you got to plan for that.
Yeah. And so, you know, as when we flew into Orlando the day before, I had a couple of friends. I posted about our trip, and I had a couple of friends actually from South Florida, you know, email me and text me. I'm like, are you nuts? Like, why are you coming down here? And luckily, those storms, for at least from where we were, those storms avoided us. But I would say, you know, one of the things when you're in a place like Florida, you know, you have to plan for the weather, because there are going to be rainy times, you know, especially, you know, when you go in the summertime. We went in late August. There's going to be rain most every day, at least a little bit. And so I would say, you know, plan for those rainy times. Look for things that you can do inside.
But they're usually pretty quick, aren't they? Storms kind of pass through.
So the 20-minute, you know, the 20-minute torrential downpour that then, you know, kind of opens up for the rest of the day. And you know, so the first full day that we were there, we knew we wanted to get massages. So we planned it. We scheduled it for the day that looked like the most rain. And we lucked out. That was the rainy time. And we had our massage. And I think we maybe had one rainstorm the rest of the trip. Again, that was a good time to take a nap or, you know, read in the room or whatever. So you just have to kind of plan that. You know, if you're looking to be at the beach all the time, kind of have some inside activities in your back pocket. And one of the things that Marco Island has is, you know, this doesn't fit everybody, but there's a couple museums. There's like a history museum. There's different things that you can do there. There's art galleries or little arts boutiques, you know, so you can fill your time with some inside stuff.
You don't want to go to the beach and have it rain the entire time, but there's nothing more relaxing and lovely than a nice rain while you're on the beach.
Oh yeah.
Whether you're on the beach and if it's not, you're not getting too drenched, or if you're in your balcony and you're watching it and staying dry, a beach or a good rain at the beach is a lovely thing. It's a lovely experience.
Agreed. Another tip I would say is, if you can swing it with either your family or your travel party, travel during the week rather than on the weekends. And I've talked about this in an earlier episode. When we checked into Marco Island, there were tons of people in the lobby. And I'm like, oh, we made a big mistake. This is going to be a zoo. And actually what happened was those were people leaving. They were checking out and they were leaving that afternoon, driving home because school had started. And so we were talking to a wait staff person later that day, and they said, you know, we had 650 rooms today. Tomorrow we're going to have 150 rooms. Now, this is COVID capacity, so that's lower in general. But I mean, you see that drastic drop. And I would say that held through probably till Thursday. Thursday's when it felt like it started to fill up a little bit more, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was dead there, which for us, that's exactly what we wanted. You know, I want my pick of lounge chairs at the pool. I don't want to be dealing with a bunch of craziness. And then my last tip, and this is specific to Marriott, if you are traveling to any type of hotel that has a loyalty program, join their so Marriott's it's called Bonvoy, like Bon Voyage. Join that, because you actually then get those points to use towards future stays, and you can also get upgrades while you're there. So if we were staying in the regular hotel section, we could get upgraded Wi-Fi as part of being Bonvoy members. Sometimes you get early check-in or early late check-out as part of that. So, you know, always pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, sure. There's always a lot of benefits to joining the loyalty programs, and they don't usually have, the requirements aren't that great. No. It's usually pretty easy to join. So
yeah. I would not advocate you join any of these things that you have to pay for, unless this is something you'd use all the time. But a lot of times it's free. They want you to join it. And so it's free, and you can start using those points right away. So specifically for Marriott, I would do that. Well, what do you think, Shane? Does Marco Island sound like the type of place that your family would like to have a beach vacation?
It sounds marvelous. We could go and have some good active fun if we wanted, or we could relax and unwind and rest.
And end the day with some grouper cheeks.
And end the day with some grouper cheeks after happy hour.
Well, Marco Island offers a wonderful vacation escape, and is especially great right now when travelers are looking for options closer to home. You know, maybe you don't want to travel to the Caribbean. Maybe you don't want to travel to the Riviera Maya in Mexico. Maybe you're more comfortable traveling to Florida, and Marco Island, I think, just fits the bill.
And it sounds like it seems rather remote, even though you're still in absolutely Southwest Florida, that you still seem like you're on a remote island somewhere.
You are, but you know, there's everything's right there if you want it. There's restaurants, there's grocery stores, there's, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if you just want to be on the beach, you can certainly do that. Well, like I said at the beginning of the show, the JW Marriott Marco Island is offering a little bit of promotion right now, where they're offering some resort credit either in the Sirene section of the resort and the regular resort rooms. So you can actually book and get some resort credit to use for restaurants, to use for activities. So that can really help you save some money on your vacation. And also specifically the Sirene section, the adults only section, has several different packages, like a romance package where you can get things like champagne or chocolate covered strawberries delivered to your room as part of your stay. That'd be a nice little surprise for your partner to show up and have that stuff ready to go, don't you think?
It's always a nice touch to have those things planned out in
absolutely
advance. And it's also nice to have a person who can help you out with what to select for that special someone.
Right. So, you know, and to be honest, with stuff like that, Shane, sometimes I book those ahead of time and then I completely forget about them. So it's a surprise for both of us.
Surprise yourself too. I guess you have to be our age to be able to surprise yourself. Right? And if someone wants to go experience this for themselves, I'm willing to bet that you can help them out with that.
I can. I would love to help you plan an amazing vacation to Marco Island or another beach destination. Reach out to me at ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com or disneytraveldad.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Disney Travel Dad. Remember, my job is to make you a vacation planning superhero.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the show so that you can join us next time on the All Things Travel Show. And remember, never stop exploring.